This is program number ALW 2728. Well, there are 36 of them in Egypt, and they've stood there for hundreds and hundreds of years. Hi, this is Larry West. Pyramids, Egyptian pyramids. They're incredible. Let me tell you a little bit about one of them anyway today. One of the pyramids, built for the Egyptian pharaoh Cheops, was built around 2700 BC. It's a gigantic structure, huge. It rises as high as a 42-story building. And just the pyramid covers 13 acres. It's a solid stone structure. But if you could hollow it out, it's big enough, now get this, to house St. Paul's Westminster Abbey in London, St. Peter's in Rome, and all the cathedrals in Florence and Milan put together. All of them. It contains enough rock to build a 10-foot wall around the country of France. Incredible. And the stones that are in it are not just little rocks. Each one of them weighs between 2.5 and 15 tons. Now, that's a piece. And there are 2.5 million of them. Now, that's just in the pyramid built for the pharaoh Cheops. And it was built during the days, you know, when the wheel was not used. How these workers got those stones into place is still one of the mysteries of the ancient world. The precision in which this pyramid was built is also almost unbelievable. The corners of the Great Pyramid are almost perfect right angles. The one built for Pharaoh Cheops sits in the desert facing precisely the four main points of the compass, north, south, east, and west. And the pyramid can be used even as a gigantic sundial across the desert. The stones in it are so beautifully cut that you can't even insert a piece of paper between them. Now, why would hundreds of workers dedicate themselves to build such a gigantic, precision-perfect structure? Why would they spend all of the years, sweat, and tears to do such a thing? Well, the answer to it lies in the heart of the pyramid itself. For you see, more than 140 feet above the desert floor, yet still far beneath the peak of that stone structure, is the king's burial chamber, a cell lined with polished granite, and inside, ancient Egyptians placed grain, utensils, precious metals and stones. And you know why? Well, they have what we all have, something peculiar to the human race, something that if you were to ever take it away from us people, it would destroy us totally. It's a sort of drive that is inherent in all of us. What is it? Well, it's that vital thing called hope. You take hope from a man, and you take away his reason to go on. There's no medication like hope. No incentive so great, no tonic so powerful than the expectation that there is something better going to happen tomorrow. A fellow named Neil Strait said it right one day when he said, "Take from a man his wealth and you hinder him. Take from him his purpose and you slow him down. But take from a man his hope and you stop him." He can go on without wealth and even without purpose for a while, but he will not go on without hope. The early Egyptians spent hours each day, year after year, motivated, driven by that vital life force within all of us, hope. If they could just provide in that gigantic structure immortality for their king, all their work would not be in vain. On that important day centuries ago when the body of their king, Pharaoh Cheops, was taken into that small room in the heart of that gigantic pyramid, they closed the door and knocked the blocks from beneath huge stones so that they would fall and close the entrance to that door, sealing the tomb so that no harm would come to their king, ever. They wanted him happy, at peace, comforted in the next life. That was their hope. Is it really so strange that all we humans have that irreplaceable drive, that thing called hope? You see, it's God who planted it within the human heart. That's why it's only God who can make man's hope realized. King David said a long time ago in the Bible, "For in you, O Lord, I hope." Listen, it's only in God that our hope can be secured. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course. Let me send it to you. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.